Good morning, my friends. Early in the morning, Tata and I are sitting here having a cup of coffee, and it is 29 July. Can't believe it's almost August, and we're going all in. So just to get you ready for all in August, I'm going to give you back the all in August last year, the episode that we released on 29 July, actually, to kind of set all in August up for you. Got some stuff going on at the hospital, and I'm going to have to get out of here early today. So I'm just going to give you this back. Tomorrow, we're going to cover the two verses that are going to be our theme verses for all in August. And then on Sunday, we're going to talk a little bit about streaks and the importance of stacking little successes and all of that to get us ready. And then August 1st is Monday, and we're going all in. So I just want to give you back the all in August episode. I hope that whatever you're up to today, that God has got his hand of favor and protection on you. We're praying for you. Please pray for us. We love you, and we are going all in with you. And the good news is, my friend, you can start today.
Hey, Dr. Lee, this is Peggy from Lenexa, Kansas, and I am so ready to go all in August.
Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It is July 29th, super early in the morning, way before sunrise. I hope you're still asleep, but I got to tell you, three times this week, I've been awakened with a Bible verse in my head and on my heart, and it's July 29th. There's 2 days left in August, and I got to share this with you. It's a quick little thought before I go to surgery today. First, it was just a nugget, a little part of this scripture in those first few groggy moments. And the words that came were, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that first day I got busy. I forgot to check it. I went in my normal routine and did my thing and didn't pull on that thread. But the next morning I woke up with it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I knew it was in Proverbs. I knew God was telling me to chew on it. So I sat there and prayed before I got out of bed. And I got up and went to the computer and looked it up. And it was, of course, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I knew it was in Proverbs, but I found it. I knew God was telling me, Lee, this is the thing you got to chew on today. And I looked it up. It's broken my brain over the last couple of days, friend. Now, we did Mind Change March a few months ago, and it was awesome. Go back and listen to that if you haven't heard it. Mind Change March was a great podcast episode, and that whole month we focused on how we can change our mind around some things. Then we did Action April. So we changed our minds, and then we set our minds on something and took care of it, took action on it in April, and we made a lot of progress. I heard from people all over the world about different things that they knocked out and took care of because of Mind Change March and Action April. And then we got kind of busy. We didn't talk about that sort of thing for a couple of months, but now it's time for all in August. And here's what we're going to do today. We're going to open up that scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and we're going to see what happens when we go all in with God. It's 29 July, 2 days until a new month. It's almost August, and we're going to go all in, but we're going to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Hi, I'm Nancy from New Hampshire. Count me in.
Oh, hey, before we go any farther, my interview with Focus on the Family that we recorded back in April aired this week, and you can get the link to that in the show notes. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's a good, really good interview we did. Great conversation with the host of the Focus on the Family show. It's heard by several million people, and I've had over 100, probably close to 200 now, new subscribers to the newsletter since the Focus episode went up. So if you're one of those Focus on the Family folks that found out about the podcast or the newsletter, welcome. This is a shout out to you, and I'm hoping that what we talk about here today will be helpful. We're glad to have you on board in this great community. If you're not part of the newsletter yet, wlee1md.com/newsletter. That's where every week, every Sunday since 2014, I give you my best prescriptions for how you can change your mind and change your life. So check it out, wlee1md.com/newsletter, if you're not getting that. Okay, here's the verse that God put on my heart this week. It feels like one of those moments in Revelation 3:20. There's this verse in Revelation 3:20 where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Imagine that. Like, you hear this knocking. This Jesus is knocking on the door, and he wants to come into your life, and he wants to get involved and help you go all in with him. And if you don't answer the door, eventually he's going to turn and walk away, right? So this feels like one of those moments. God put this thing on my heart 3 days in a row. It has the power and import of God literally telling me, telling you, telling us, it's time to get after it. For me, there's some areas of my life that I need to tighten up and square away. There's some stuff I need to take care of. I got to finish this book. To be honest with you, I'm really close to finishing this manuscript for my new book. And there's some big names that are going to potentially endorse this book. And I've been a little bit in stalemate because now I'm worried about making sure it's good enough, right? God's put this great book on my heart. It's going to change lives. It's going to help people. It's going to be the perfect follow-up to "I've Seen the End of You." It's really going to help people who are dealing with hard things, which is all of us, the massive things in our life that are hard. And right now it's called "Hope is the First Dose," a treatment plan for life's hardest things. That's what the book is, and I'm stalled out a little bit because I'm trying to make sure it's right, right? So that's one of the things I got to do in August, is I got to go all in and get this book finished. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." And I remember back in 2013 or 14, I read a book by Mark Batterson called All In. Imagine that, All In, right? And here's the opening few passages. I want to read a little bit of his book. The opening passage of this book, All In, and you should read it. I'll link it in the show notes. It's a great book, but here's the opening part. "A century ago, a band of brave souls became known as one-way missionaries. They purchased single tickets to the mission field without the return part. And instead of suitcases, they packed their few earthly belongings into coffins. As they sailed out of port, they waved goodbye to everyone they loved, everything they knew. They knew they would never return home. A.W. Milne was one of those missionaries. He set sail for the New Hebrides in the South Pacific, knowing full well that the headhunters who lived there had martyred every missionary before him. Milne did not fear for his life because he had already died to himself. His coffin was packed. For 35 years, he lived among that tribe and loved them. And when he died, tribe members buried him in the middle of their village and inscribed this epitaph on his tombstone." Here's what his tombstone said. "When he came, there was no light. And when he left, there was no darkness." When he came, there was no light. When he left, there was no darkness. When did we start believing, Batterson says, when did we start believing that God wants to send us to safe places, to do easy things? That faithfulness is holding the fort, that playing it safe is safe. When did we start believing that there's any greater privilege than sacrifice, that radical is anything but normal? Listen to this, Batterson says, "Jesus didn't die to keep you safe. He died to make you dangerous. Faithfulness is not holding the fort. It's storming the gates of hell. The will of God is not an insurance plan. It's a daring plan. It's an action plan." Here's what he finished. The opening of this book, All In. "The complete surrender of your life to the cause of Christ isn't radical. It's normal. It's time to quit living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at your death. It's time to go all in and all out for the all in all. Pack your coffin," Batterson says. Now, don't worry, friend. I'm not doing this podcast to encourage you to go sell everything you own and pack your coffin and move to the South Pacific. That's not what I'm talking about. I've got something far less radical in mind for All In August. And here it is. Somebody listening to my voice right now, including myself, but somebody out there, maybe you or somebody you know that you need to share this with. Somebody hearing my voice is at the end of their rope. They've tried so many times to break this one habit, fix this one relationship, finish this one thing, get their finances under control, quit clicking on that website and clearing their browser afterwards, finally get their diabetes under control, something. Somebody has done everything that they can do, and it's just not working, and they're at the end of their rope. Is it you? I have a question for you, friend. Have you gone all in? And what would it look like if we trusted the Lord with all your heart? What would it look like if you stopped trying over and over to lean on your own understanding? What would it look like if you acknowledged Him in all your ways? There's some power in there, friend. And I'm just saying, let's take 31 days and try to figure it out. Let's hit the problem from a different angle instead of trying over and over and over to solve it our way. There's another verse, 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. He's looking for all-in people. And if you're struggling with the same issue over and over, you need to dig in deep on these ideas. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the context of what he's saying here is the Asa, the king, has been trying to solve his own problems. He had a battle coming up that he needed to fight. He was scared that he didn't have the provision and the men to take care of it. So he went and hired some mercenaries, some people who did not call on God, to try to win the battle on his own terms. And God says, guess what? Now you're always going to be at war. You didn't trust me to provide for you, to fight this battle for you, so I'm going to let you fight it on your own forever. Asa got hosed. It reminds me of the passage we've talked about before in Isaiah 30 and 31, when Isaiah 30 verse 1, when Isaiah says, "Ah, you stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." These two chapters, 30 and 31 of Isaiah, contrast the difference between what happens when you keep trying to do it your way versus when you go all in with God. Check it out. Here's what Isaiah 31:1 says. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, and do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult the Lord. That's one of those Tataisms. He was always saying, don't go down to Egypt for chariots and horses. This is what he's talking about. God says, if you do that, if you rely on your own strength, if you keep trying it on your own, if you won't go all in with me, you're going to get hosed because you don't have enough strength to get it done. And friend, you know it's true. There's something you've been trying to take care of. There's something I've been trying to take care of, and I keep doing the same thing over and over and hitting it the same way and trying over and over with all my might, and it's just not changing, and it's because I failed to go all in and let God have it. Here's what he says in Isaiah 30, starting in 15, about what happens when you finally give up and let him be in charge. When you go all in, here's what God says. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning to me, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. And 19, for a people shall dwell in Zion in Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, see, he's saying it's going to be hard. There's going to be some hard times. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear the word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, and you will defile, you will get rid of your carved idols that are overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images. You will get rid of your false gods, he says. You will scatter them as unclean things, and you will say to them, be gone. You see what he's saying? You go all in with me, get rid of all that stuff that you're using as an idol. Now, you probably don't have a closet full of carved idols. You don't have little mini gods that you pray to, but you probably do have a bottle in the cabinet that you turn to when things are hard. A secret web browser that you get on when you need to relieve some stress. You probably have a credit card that you keep swiping. Think, if I just get this one more thing, I'll finally be satisfied. A go-to comfort food or a snack or a person, frankly, that if you lost them or if they let you down, your world would crumble because your hope is in them and not in the Lord. Those are idols. It's idolatry, he says. You're trusting. Idolatry at its simplest form is when you trust something or believe in something or think more highly of something than you do of God. It could be grief Sometimes it's grief. We can't quit grieving or mourning over the person that we've lost or the thing that we've lost or the place that we lost or the weight that we used to be in or the shape that we used to be in or the job we used to have or the capabilities that we used to have. We can't stop worshiping the past and let God in there to help us heal and place that loss in the right context so we can live the rest of our lives. So I'm going to ask you a question again, my friend. What would it look like if you trusted the Lord with all your heart? What if you stopped trying over and over to lean on your own understanding? What if you acknowledged Him in all your ways? There's some power in there. I'm just saying, let's take 31 days and try to find out. Let's take 31 days and go all in August and hit the problem from a different angle rather than trying over and over to solve it our way. Spend some time today and tomorrow, whenever you hear this, and write down some things that you need to attack like you're packing your coffin to go all in after it. Like this is the hill that you're prepared to die on. Sometimes it's that serious, friend. There are some things that if you don't get this thing squared away, it's going to hurt your life. It's going to break a relationship. It's going to mess up your frontal lobe and ruin your old years if you don't quit it now. There's some things in your life, if you don't get them squared away, if you don't pack your coffin and go all in and attack them, it's going to hurt you. When did we start thinking that God calls us to safe things and easy things and comfortable things? When did we start thinking it was always going to be easy? That's a trick of the devil. Life's not easy, but you get to have it be beautiful if you're willing to go all in with it. When did we start thinking that we could trust God with the easy stuff, but we have to use our own ideas and strategies to handle everything else? What would it look like if we went all in? What will your life look like 31 days from now if you take this one issue that you're so tired of carrying around and you said, okay, I'm all in with you, God, on this. Help me take care of it. I'm all about letting you tell me this is the way. Walk in it. Now, I'm not saying that you can solve all your problems in 31 days, but I can tell you this. If you're out of shape and you work out consistently in August, 31 days from now, you'll be in better shape. If you're overweight and you spend 31 days cutting down the number of calories that you consume, you'll lose some weight in August. You'll make some progress. You will. If you're a cigarette smoker and you're having a hard time quitting, then open up that next pack and take one cigarette out and cut it in half and throw it away and then smoke 19 instead of 20. And do that for 2 weeks. And then the next 2 weeks, open up that pack and cut two in half and throw them away. And so you're smoking a half pack or 18 instead of 20 every day. And if you do that for a few weeks in a row, you can quit smoking. You can. You can make progress in an issue if you just go all in with it. If you say, I'm going to let God help me do this. And He'll start saying, you'll hear it. It's a promise in Scripture. And I know you've experienced it before because I certainly have. You'll hear that voice in your head that says, no, Lee, don't do that. Don't click on that. Or, hey, go over here. Call that guy. Do that thing. You hear that voice. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's what Jesus is saying. Give me a chance to solve this with you. Give me a chance to be your chariot and your horse. Give me a chance. Don't go out and try to do it on your own. It's time to go all in, friend. It's Home Depot time. It's less talking and more doing. It's all in August, and it's time to start today.
Hi, Dr. Lee. I'm Vicki Holmes from North Platte, Nebraska, and I'm ready to go all in.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron-only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad-free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.